you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and we are back with another recap. We are down to four women with Zach, which seems crazy to me, and there's a lot to unpack because we went from seven to four. We're at our final four. There's a lot going on. A lot of people talking about Zach online, and I feel as though the narrative's kind of turning on him, and I want to unpack that a little bit. And I have someone who you may remember from season 21 of The Bachelor, season 5 of Bachelor in Paradise. Christian Whitney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, for sure.
We were talking a little bit before I started recording. You said you've been watching the season and you've been enjoying it. Tell me a little bit about that. What have you been thinking of Zach so far?
Yeah, I have been enjoying this season. I didn't watch for a while, and then I had a friend on this season, so I started watching again, and it's been really cute. I feel like I really like the girls on this season. Zach, I wasn't a big fan of at first, but I've had kind of the opposite effects of, I guess, everyone else. He's grown on me. So ooh. I personally like him now. At first I was like, yeah, that was a vanilla choice. And now I'm like, wait, I like this guy. He's actually like a legitimate, upstanding guy. And they're for the right reasons.
For the right reasons. The infamous thing. We'll get into what some people are saying because I'm torn myself on how I feel. I think Zach is definitely like a decent guy. I don't think it's like, I don't think he was a vanilla choice for sure. And I don't think he's some big bad bachelor anyone should be mad at. But I think it's just interesting. Some people are picking up on certain things and there's been, you know, a little discourse, yeah. But as there always is, right? You mentioned you had a friend on the season. Your friend on the season was Christina Mandrell, correct?
Yes, correct.
How do you know Christina?
You know, we used to boat together, or we started boating together when I moved to Nashville, her and her ex-husband and then my ex-boyfriend, we would go spend the summers on the lake. So that's how we first met.
So did you know she was going on the show? Did you give her any warnings, any heads up? What did you tell her before she left? Yeah.
We shot her a little hometown package. They didn't end up using it, but I gave her a few warnings. I was like, just be your shining self, show a lot of personality, but just trust cautiously.
You know, what's so funny with her is I feel as though in the past season, like she's obviously a big personality, but people loved her and I loved so watching her.
She's such a good person. She really is. Yeah.
And sometimes that doesn't translate well on reality TV because that's something they can easily manipulate into being something else. But I thought she came off great.
Well, I even like watch all the girls like throughout the rest of the season. And I'm like, unbiased opinion, she was the most entertaining girl on the show by far, thus far. I'm like, these girls are sweet. Like, I like them, but she was the best TV that I've seen on there, I think.
I thought so too. And I actually was kind of, it was interesting because I feel like her edit was fascinating because they were letting her kind of be this big personality, which was fun. And I like that. And they, some kind of almost like a Corinne-ish kind of thing of where you at least get to like laugh along and like be in on the joke and let someone be funny without, they can make sarcasm very nasty on reality TV if they want to. And they kept in her personality, which I loved, but then a little bit of the twist at the end, she kind of got the villain-ish moment.
Savage. She was super worried about it too. She was like, she's like, I don't know, like how this could be mistaken. Like obviously when she first got back and I'm like listening to everything and I'm like, wait, but obviously with reality, you don't know. I'm like, I don't know how they could spin it, but I'm like, babe, I think you're fine. Like, this is crazy. And then watching it back, I'm like, that was crazy. I've never seen someone like them, like forcibly try to make someone of, well, I have, that's the lie. The girls, the way the girls were like, that whole situation with someone getting mad at her for saying that, that was so silly.
Yeah.
So,
and it was also one of the first times I feel like they showed us like the comment or the whatever. And I know everyone's.
She was worried they wouldn't show it. That was right. What she was concerned. She goes, I know what I said. Like, but if they don't show this, it could look like I was being mean and I wasn't like.
Yeah. And the footage, I mean, was like, okay, I know everyone's feelings are heightened in this environment. I don't know what it's like to be in that house, but it was like, oh, this is what we're upset about kind of moment.
That's the biggest reach I've ever seen. Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely up there. Well, I personally really enjoyed her and I was hoping she was going to be on even longer, but the little bit we did get, I thought she stole the show. And Us Weekly readers were clicking on stories about her, I can tell you, in our numbers. So I was pissed when she went home for that reason too.
I know. I'm like, it actually was kind of a disservice that the show production didn't like try to keep her on longer. They did themselves a disservice.
I think so too. I hope we see her again. Would you advise her to go on a Paradise if she got the choice?
I have advised her to. I told her to, but she's very leery now because I guess the way that filming for Women Tell All went. So she just is very like apprehensive. She's like, I know who I am. I don't want to ruin a good thing. But I don't think she will. I was like, I really think if you go on Paradise, like you'll be a little shining star on there. Honestly.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You seem to oftentimes see the flip happen when you go to Paradise. So it's like, if you get the goody two shoes, you could become the villain in Paradise. But if you were kind of unjustifiably villainized on the show, then they're like, give you this big redemption edit in Paradise.
100%. And it's usually always worth it. Like if you go too far, if you go too many times and maybe you'll go full circle, like back to where you started, but the one season turnaround, especially if you were like a likable, controversial person, which I guess she'd fall in that category, then you really usually do get like embraced.
Yeah.
For you, I mean, you got a little unfair edit moment with stuff like for you. So how was it even when you had this friend or to come on, you're clearly encouraging her and was there any, like, how do you feel about it now? Like looking back,
when you sign up for something like this, you actually legitimately subject yourself you have no control. Like you could try to be the best person that you can be and they can still tell basically whatever story they want. In my case, it was like completely behind my back. Everyone thinks like, oh, you weren't in on the joke the whole time. I had no idea till the end of my time there.
Right.
So yeah, it's very, you're putting your reputation in the hands of other people for sure. So I definitely told her that. I go, no, you are putting your reputation in the hands of other people. But at the end of the day, kind of the way I feel about it, despite how many people are like, oh, you're weird, you're this, you're that, like enough people see through it. People are smart enough to be like, wait, no, like that's just a story I'm going to tell. And it's the same thing with Christina. It's like, no matter how much maybe they try to spin that storyline, smart people see through it. They're like, no, you're not, like,
yeah, that's a good way to look at it and a healthy way to look at it. It must be hard though in the moment, especially when you were on the show. I feel like it was like people are still talking about it, but it was like very talked about, those seasons of Paradise and stuff, like the height probably of like social media weighing in on the show.
It was. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Even more, way more so than now. And there was a lot of people like, trust me, I had so many people like, she's gross. Whatever, all the disgusting comments. But then there were so many people being like, you just got bullied by a network. And I was like, yeah, that's what it feels like.
It's an important thing to look at. Like how did this come together? What are we joke? We can joke. I always say the problem with this show, well, there's two problems with it. One is it doesn't know if it's a game show or a dating show. And it tries to lean into different times of being both and it needs to pick.
That's a good point.
And also that the fan base, there's so many fun things to laugh at, but everyone just goes too far and then it makes it not fun anymore. And if we all just giggle and laugh about things and poke fun of it in a way that is like silly, everything would be more fun. It gets too far all the time. It's so annoying.
It goes too far. And the biggest repercussions of that are like, when you're there, you're so in the moment and it's fine. And then I remember like finding out about the ongoing joke and I was like, what? I had no idea. But the worst, I think like the worst repercussions of it are like in your life, fast forward years down the road in your life. I'm like, God, like, I hope no one ever Googles me. That's embarrassing. And you're not going to understand, like, unless you watched it, you're not going to understand where that comes from. You're just like, what? Like, that's the hardest part is like when people are like, oh, like I saw you did TV a long time ago. I'll Google you. I'm like, please don't.
Yeah, no, that's such a, I mean, I talked to Clayton last week and he was saying there was like a cheating scandal associated with him and Susie that wasn't even real. And people Google that and they see cheater, even though it was like someone making up. People Google me. They see I slept with whatever. Like, it's like the Google search is real and the headlines are real. And that is tough.
It's really hard. It's really hard. And like future, honestly, like future dating and relationships and stuff, you're like, if you had seen it, if you had known context, if you had known production, like you would, but you don't. You're just like, all you're looking at is a Google headline, just like you said.
Yeah.
And that's why I think there was like a girl on there who got like that she was like,
oh, yeah.
Or maybe Brittany or something. I'm like, that's really hard.
Yeah. That was, I think, on Matt James season.
In a moment of insecurity about you on the show, and it takes off like wildfire, and then it's all over your name.
And that's, yeah, that was a bad one. So sometimes it's like, we got to pick and choose what we're going to go with here. And that's also in the edit of what they decide to blow up and what they decide not to.
Oh, there it, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So,
I remember getting to the end of Paradise and I go, were y'all just bored? Like you had no good content this season. And so this was the biggest reach ever. I am so confused. And I've talked about this on podcasts before, but I would go on dates and I was like having the time of my life. I'm like, yeah, going on dates, like having fun. Like this is vacation with my friends.
Yeah.
And I'd be getting, they'd like give chicken to my date and then bring me a plate of scallops. And I was like, oh. And then I remember one day I go, can I get a fork?
Oh my God. People are nuts.
Yeah. And they're like, literally producers are like, yeah, we'll have to try to find one. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it'd be really fun. Like, it's just so weird. They're like, you should like pick it up and feed it to your date. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, this is so weird.
If they had looped you in on the joke at one point, do you think you would have like leaned into it?
Well, in the end, they finally looped me in. And then like when I went and like get wiped out in the water, my exit is they looped me in on that. And I was like, yeah, of course I'll lean in. Like, this is fine. I had no idea like the extent of all of it, of course, until you watch it back.
Yeah.
But they're like, you should just like disappear into the ocean. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Like, I'm always like, I'm a tomboy. I'm like down for it. And they, and so I just like try to walk into a wave and disappear. And everyone's like, oh, she got wiped out. I'm like, nah, bitch, I did that on purpose.
Right. And it's easier to be in on the joke and then be able to even like, I don't know, that still could have been a story that people could have told and like made, like, I don't know, the story is so silly to begin with, but like you could have been on another joke and it still could have been whatever they needed it to be.
For
sure.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. I think my thought is that people who are friends of mine now, like I remember the moment in that season where Wells and Raven told me, and they're like really good people. And so in all honesty, I think they were like, this is effed up. And so they sat me down and like told me, cause they're like, this is so stupid. So, they were trying to be like, just own it. You knew about it. Right. But it's cause they're like genuinely super good people. So they're just like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that's also a mixed bag of being on the Paradise side of it is you guys, some of you know each other, some of you have been talking, some of you heard about each other, some of you watched you on TV. You're trying to figure out what edit is real, what edit wasn't real. Like, who are these people in real life? And you guys all did see each other in between the seasons. Mm-hmm. And it creates a very messy narrative to the point that I also always think that if they just leaned into what really happened, it'd probably be more interesting than whatever they're trying to show us.
I actually agree. I like, that's so true. Oh my gosh.
You guys spend a lot of time together.
That whole storyline was because we all had like a really fun drunk night out in LA and I ate my leftovers.
Right, there must have been something else good that happened that night. I'm just thinking there if there's that
so
many
much
out.
Good that happened.
Oh my God, so ridiculous. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll, you know, obviously probably bring up your experience on the show as we talk about Zach's episode this week, but Katie got the first. We're in Budapest. We have 7 of them. We're going from 4. It felt like the cut from 7 to 4. This is always like a big, it feels like we're cutting it. I know it is almost like a half, but it always feels
all
like a big
strong
cut.
Strong relationships. It's like a massive. Yeah.
Everyone, we knew who it was. It like felt, it did feel like I was feeling these exits for like the first time. And I did see Bachelor data on Instagram posted that this is a normal number, like 7 to have, but it felt like a lot. It felt like we still had a lot of girls who then get to the hometown mark. But I guess this is when you're probably also have some sort of feelings for the guy or think you do. So right. The exits mean something. We had a lot of mascara tears. I was shook by the beautiful crying that these ladies.
The beautiful crying. What's her name? The last girl to get eliminated. She's so pretty. Kat. I could tell she had those fiber mascara on. It was like, oh my God, that poor baby. Like
I know she had it. And then Kat Greer had like the long during the COVID conversation, had the long ones. I'm like, this is giving like Lauren Conrad. We're getting Rachel from last season, Ashley. I'm like, honestly, like if you're going to cry on TV, like they all looked great. And the mascara tears are just iconic television.
Yeah.
Katie got the first one-on-one date.
I'll tell you right now, these girls are much prettier criers than I am.
It's hard to be a pretty crier.
I'm not a pretty crier.
Most people aren't. I'm happy to say, I don't think I've ever, I probably have been recorded, but I've never watched it back, and I have no interest.
Just, like, everything like swells immediately. I'm like, woo!
Sobbing, like just choking my own words. Yeah, no, they did it good. Katie got the first one-on-one date. These two are very enamored with one another. I personally think it's between Katie and Gabby to win the season. I mean, Zach was saying things like, I just can't wait to get to know random things about you, and like asking her her favorite color. And they were just telling each other silly things. And they were like in awe of how open and honest each other was.
He like doesn't try to hide his connection with Katie, which I feel like a lot of times is the case. They like have that clear front runner, and it's like awkward for everyone else because they don't even get it.
It's, I think, like, so too.
Very obvious. But I do kind of wonder with Ariel, who I love watching. I think she's great TV. She's so like stunning and just dry sense of humor, which I really enjoy. And I feel like that one might sneak up on us. I don't know.
I mean, she really came out of nowhere last week. And I was like, I loved watching her, the way she handled all the drama with
She's doing it so well.
What's her name, Hunter, and oh no, Brooklyn and Kat, and kind of she was like the middleman and was telling Kat why, you know, everyone would be upset, but not like in a way that was like, you're mean.
She's a Tory for sure. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so she's smart, and they're letting us see that, which I liked because it's good to see that. And then when we watched her and Zach interact, he seemed shook that he liked her so much too, which was interesting. Yeah, it was almost like he was planning to send her home.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he really likes Katie. He even said to her things like, I don't even think about saying goodbye, like very like as much affirmation and like validation and
as he can give her like wink, wink.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. And that even
when she slip you a note under the table,
that's what it was giving. I think it's so obvious, but I really think she's definitely up there. And even when she was like opening up about like her dad and her like having a distraught relationship with her dad, like he was very like, you could tell, careful about what he said to her. And he like whispered to her, like, only say what you want. Like, I think he almost broke the wall in a way we haven't seen. Like, you can stop talking about it if you want. Like, it's okay. And they're there to encourage you to like, say, like,
I know this is weird if you don't want to. Yeah, that was sweet.
Thinking like real world percussions, because it's like repercussions, because in general, the lead is supposed to encourage the contestant to share, and they could accuse them of not being open or transparent. That felt like real Zach being like, okay, if we're at the end of this, I don't want you to think that I pressured you to talk too much about your dad on the show.
Yeah.
Like thinking real world.
I picked up the exact same thing actually on that. He like grabbed her. Like, he's like, hey, no. He's like, you don't have to. And she's like, okay. And then they just changed subject. So he was basically like, hey, like you can, I honestly, for a second, when she talked about her dad, leaving when she was little, and then she said, and then a new man like entered my life, I was like kind of like stiffened up a little bit because I thought it might go down the route of like sort of abuse. I was so relieved when it didn't, because I was like, oh my gosh,
I thought the same thing. I was like, it's gonna be like a stepdad
about this, like, stop. I'm like, someone take the camera off.
I know. And then it was just like, oh, she's a lovely grandpa, and it's like, oh, that's great. Like, No, I felt the same way. Always the music changes. I'm like, oh God, like, where are we going with this? Like,
oh my gosh, no.
It's the moment. So that was cute. I think she's a clear, if not the winner, she's up there. I'm pretty confident she's going to win. But then the group date was this like magician mentalist situation.
It was nuts.
And from your point of view of someone who's been on the show, the group dates, I prefer these as an audience member of watching things that like get emotional and maybe bring things out of people. But like, I don't like watching the obstacle course or the football game, but as a contestant, I imagine it's more fun to do the obstacle course or the football game than this. Cause these girls seemed really affected by some of the things this guy was taking out of them.
Yeah. Cause then it's like, they're thinking like, oh my gosh, I could get sent home just for what this mentalist got in my mind and read. And there's no context.
Yeah. And that's scary. Like, could you imagine being on this date? Would you be like thinking the same thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would be like, I got to get really good control of my thoughts right now. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think what was so
interesting, if I was having doubts at all, which would be normal to be having doubts when you're dating someone who's dating four or five other people, it's like, all they say is, you're having doubts about him. It's like, well, he's dating all my best friends too. Of course I am.
I know. And what was so interesting is, I mean, you don't know, obviously, some people I saw were joking like, oh, this guy got to watch the footage and got to, you know, call out things that they had talked about, things like infidelity that Charity had mentioned on the show, insecurity. So who knows like how quote unquote true it was. I thought it was pretty fascinating. But what stood out to me is I think all of them were insecure about that. And I think that's natural. But in the past episodes, a criticism that Zach has been getting is a little bit like he kind of dismisses people when they don't agree with him. So obviously with Greer, he made that comment.
That was really hard to watch. I was so glad that America was like empathetic towards her because watching that, I was like, what a dick.
I know. And a lot of people felt that way. So like 2 weeks ago with Greer and the sales comment with COVID last week, I think people felt that way. I can't remember which one it was.
Well, I was upset with the way he handled things with Christina, for sure.
Okay. And because you think he's like, he's one of those people that like...
I think it was very much, he just didn't want the, like, once he found out she had a kid, he was checked out. But he made it seem like she did something wrong and she didn't. It's so stupid. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I just don't do drama. Like, it wasn't drama. She told a girl, bitch, you look good. Like,
She was like poking. She was also trying to make light of an awkward situation where it's like they put you in this dress and it's like everyone was thinking it.
Instead of just being like honest, they'd shared this vulnerable time she met his family. Like he didn't handle that well, which I know he's, how can you handle anything perfectly? You can't, like it's so much, but he should be like, hey, like pulled her aside since they'd had all that like momentum and everything. And she was clearly a front runner and just been like, hey, like, I don't think I'm ready to be a dad, instead of letting her think she did something wrong.
Yeah, you got to own it. And it's so valid because a lot of times we don't see the back to the leads. Like single parents usually actually do kind of make it kind of far on the show. And sometimes I wonder if it's because like production wants the kids like add an element to it. Sometimes maybe they're just good contestants, good people, like they have a connection. But it is always like a gut punch when you see like Amanda Stanton bring her kids on the show and then Ben sends her home the next week or whoever, insert probably that happening to a lot of people. That's tough. But at the same time, it's like, you just have so much more respect for the person to be like, I'm not ready to be a stepdad. Like, that's okay.
That's of course okay. Right. Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, that's getting a common criticism of Zach. I think he, when people disagree with him or almost question his like job as the bachelor, he kind of like just gets defensive. Oh, same thing with Jess last week when she was upset about not having a one-on-one.
It was. Oh my gosh. And I think she is so precious. Like I really liked her. Yeah, that was hard to watch too. He was like,
I don't know if he just doesn't like being questioned or if
we're missing something where his feelings were actually fully there, or if he's legitimately flipping his feelings 180 degrees based on them causing any kind of tiny rift.
Right. I totally agree. Really, it's like, are we missing something?
It's like, do you really like them that much? And then if they don't just kiss your ass, you're going to flip 180 degrees. That doesn't.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And part of me thinks maybe these conversations are just going much longer. So it feels like a flip of the switch from a viewer point of view. But then another part of me is like, this is like the umpteenth example.
Yeah, no, I would say Christina and Jess were two crazy things where they're like, they like say one thing and he's just like,
yeah, I agree. And I also think with these girls, all of them, I think he handled Gabby, Kat, Charity and Ariel, who are on the group dates, concerns pretty well. I was expecting him to flip pretty quick because of what we've seen when, you know, especially when the mentalist said something about Kat wanting to leave, I thought he was going to immediately be like, you want to leave, then leave. And he didn't. He did send her home though. So I guess he kind of did. Yeah, but in the moment, I thought he was a little bit more supportive than I expected him to be based on past experiences. So maybe they edited it better.
Like you were thinking about leaving. It's like, it was almost worse what he did. He's like, okay, well, that makes me feel so much better. I feel so reassured. But you can tell who he's into and who he's not, because the way he's like with Gabby, he's like, okay, come here, give me a kiss. And then he's like pulling her over and trying to kiss her. And then with Kat, he goes, all right, should we head back now?
Yeah, and you're right.
We're back to the group. It's like
he has no poker face.
Time to end with Gabby. And then he was like, okay, like, should we head back now?
Yeah. It really made me like kind of have a pit in my stomach when they were also worried about how Zach would react. Cause I was just like, I wonder, they didn't even see what we saw of like how Zach has been a little dismissive or been accused of not being empathetic. And they all were feeling that way. So I wonder how much they knew of that, or if it's just natural, like, of course, anyone on the show is going to be worried what this mind reader is going to say. Cause that would be scary.
For sure. Yeah.
Your bachelor, Nick Vile, he has been tweeting about this. He said this week, every time Zach hears any of the women express an insecurity, instead of showing an ounce of empathy, his face just drowns in disappointment.
I saw that. Yeah.
He also said Zach is now fully in the I'm the bachelor and it's your job to prove me you're worthy mode. Which I think there's some point to that. I also think the other double-edged sword could be like, maybe we're not seeing these full conversations and Zach feels like he's going in circles with these people. So that's why he's like, okay, I'm done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And he just likes Katie and Gabby so much more.
I was shocked how Nick called out that stuff, like after the Jess thing last week and stuff. I was like, I wonder if they have beef off camera. I don't know.
He also said that Zach was acting like a total dick last week with the Jess stuff. I know he's been coming down pretty hard on him.
Yeah, he has. And I have not seen that. So I'm like, I wonder if they have beef, but I don't know.
Cause he's usually, I know Nick covers the show very heavily, like very closely, but he usually, I feel like, errs on the side of giving The Bachelor the benefit of the doubt since he was The Bachelor.
Right. Exactly.
Makes sense.
No benefit of the doubt here for him. No. It made me wonder. I'm like, I wonder what,
what's going on. Well, we see Greer again. She has been quarantining in Thailand and now finally made her way to Budapest.
I love her sweet little, like, naively thinking.
You know.
I'm sure she was told, like, you never know. Like, he wants you here still. Because typically, like, we saw with the last, was it, like, Gabby Logan or got COVID or whatever, and they just sent him home. So they're like, okay, the lead basically, like, you have to quarantine, but she doesn't, like, there's no point to come. So I think they kind of let Greer think maybe that.
I totally agree. I think poor Greer.
He was all like, oh my gosh, producers are making me think he still wants me here. And then he's like, no.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Greer was definitely convinced that it was worth making the trip. And also maybe they even told her, one, he's asking about you.
I better be getting my flight miles out of
there. Yeah, seriously, hopefully they let her to get the back miles since obviously they booked the travel for her. I also think they probably told her, one, he wants to see you, but also, like, this will be a good way, even if, like, it doesn't work out, like, we need to close out your story.
Yeah.
Because they got so much crap for the Logan thing of everyone was like, we don't believe that he had COVID because disappeared.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to, like, wrap up the story. But instead, it just made us, like, as weird as the Logan thing was, this just made me, like, feel bad. And also didn't paint Zach in a great light because it was like, this girl just flew here and you mentioned the weather in the first 2 seconds.
The country just for you to be like, hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm going to need you to get back on that plane and go now.
Exactly. Like, it didn't make me love him. I know it's not his fault. He can't control she had COVID. Obviously, she's a week behind, which is years in Bachelor world, like her to stay.
But before her being a week behind, he clearly didn't like her.
He should have sent her home in the Zoom virtual one.
He should have been like, you know what, Greer? Actually, it's nothing like this because I am trying to find my wife and you're not her. Go home.
Right. And my wife wouldn't get COVID.
Like, my wife wouldn't get COVID and she wouldn't compare it to a sales call.
Right. Exactly. That's the vibe. And I remember I feel like, because as we've been saying, he sent home anyone with any, like, asterisk controversy, could be a controversial character pretty much the week of, besides Greer. So I was like, you could see a look in his face. Almost he has a bad poker face. He didn't want to keep Greer. I think they told him to. And then production got their own thing screwed because Greer was the one who got COVID. So they couldn't even finish whatever they wanted to finish with her.
Mm-hmm.
So then he had to break up with her like this, which didn't make anyone look good besides Greer, who cried beautifully.
Yeah, she was cute.
She was cute.
Yeah, it was all just so random. It's like they even teased it. I'm back. Like, she was like some big front runner.
I know. It's like wait, what?
Wait, I thought he stayed home weeks ago.
Like, he definitely wanted to. And he definitely took that sales comment too seriously.
He wanted to, like, hang that Zoom up and send you home then. But
yeah, 100%.
That was really hard to watch. He was so, I mean, actually kind of triggered me from past relationships where a guy's just like, what? You're like, I didn't mean anything by that. And they're just like, won't let up. Like,
yeah. It's weird because certain scenes I really do like Zach, and I do believe he's quote unquote there for the right reasons. I think he does believe in this process. Like, he's drank the Kool-Aid in a way that I think is kind of genuine and, like, endearing. And I know they want the season, like, to be about love. And I think it is working for Gabby and for Katie. And maybe even Ariel, maybe even Charity, like his four. But the other contestants, he's just, like, not very good at navigating it, which is it a good thing to be bad at it? Because then you're like more realistic. But I don't know. There's a few dismissive comments. I don't know.
No, I agree completely. He's very clear about who he gives a lot of like love and grace to. Okay, this is crazy. So I need to look right now. Yeah, he clearly is there for the right reasons. Do you remember when you got all like mad about the girl? Someone was like, I heard she's here for social media. Oh, and they're going around like The Bachelor doesn't even have 100,000 followers yet.
I know.
So clearly he's here for the right reasons.
I know, it's kind of it's bizarre. And it was funny, he posted like a meme about it, like he poked fun at it, like my season there is drama about followers, I don't even have the 100k, like that is tough. Where is he now, did you check?
What's his Zach Shallcross. We hit 105, baby.
Congratulations, Zach.
Congratulations to Zach at the 105. We got 12,000 likes on the last photo. It's going great.
Oh my God. It's just, it's so fascinating how like 2 years ago,
Christina
was climbing. She Bachelor Dana. She was at the top of all the
things. Have you ever watched her reels? That bitch is funny.
She's very, the stuff with her ex-husband and like his girlfriend looking like her was
sending me. She's always like, let's make a TikTok. I'm like, I'm a dinosaur. I don't know how, but okay.
Yeah, no, I think TikTok and reels are
1,000 miles an hour. What?
Her brain works 1,000 miles an hour, you said?
Oh, in that area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a marketing genius. She's like,
I think TikTok and reels, but TikTok is also where the future of these followers are going. So it makes sense that she, if she's good at that, that's helpful because Instagram, yeah. I think it's just too saturated.
It's so saturated. It's so many ads now. It's becoming the, like, I'm becoming my parents. It's becoming the Facebook.
I'm becoming my parents. The other one-on-one date was Brooklyn. She's our rodeo horseback rider who struggled a little bit to ride a bike, which is relatable, just, you know, on those cobblestones. I wouldn't love doing that on TV either. They're in a hot air balloon.
Hey, so low-key about Brooklyn, I really like her, actually.
Okay, tell me.
I don't like that she was mean to Christina because Christina is a sweetheart, but my sister barrel races professionally, and she reminds me so freaking much of my sister, the way she talks, everything, her mannerisms. She's a straight shooter. She's just like, take it or leave it. You like her or you don't, like with that little accent. She is my sister to a T.
Oh, wow.
Even blonde. It's kind of nuts. But she says one comment and I have been using it all week because it was so funny. She goes, what? Well, if the shoe fits, lace it up and wear that bitch.
That's a good line. That is a good line. I like her too. I think also you see how loyal she is to charity, even with the mm-hmm. stuff like last week with Kat. Like, yeah, she was inserting herself in it, obviously, but she saw her friend.
It was immature. What she was doing was immature. I think Kat handled it very well. Like, she was like,
yeah,
it was immature, but she was right. Her point was right. It was insensitive. Kat messed up. She should have just owned that she messed up. Like, that was insensitive, but it's like everyone mistakes. You're in a high pressure environment. You're just following it wasn't malicious by any means.
Yeah, I agree. And I think
that with like how she came after Christina, like she's too hard on these girls, like typical like rodeo type, but she's too hard on these girls. Like, just a little rough around the edges. Like, it's like, dude, like it's not malicious. Everyone's just doing the best they can.
And probably a little bit of the product of I'm in this environment and I do have my one or two girls that I'm super tight with. And if they're being threatened,
it was over charity both times.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She was like Charity's little guard dog.
That is very interesting. And there are rumors that Charity will be the Bachelorette.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's not confirmed yet. Obviously, she got a rose, so she's going to hometown. So I don't know if that would be a spoiler. Again, I think Gabby or Katie wins, so it's not really a spoiler in my head. But there is rumors that Charity will be the Bachelorette, which is interesting.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping they were going to give it to Christina, to be quite honest. I was like, let's throw something crazy out here. And I'm not just saying that because you're friends.
Really funny you say that because... Yeah, that's all. But
maybe there was talk. I don't know.
She would have been great. I don't know what they're gonna do, but she would have been so cute.
We will find out the tell all
with kids on there.
Yeah, I know it's been a minute. Jason Mesnick, he was a bachelor single dad. Everyone loved that.
Emily, wasn't it Emily?
Emily.
Time? Yeah.
Yep. Everyone loved her. Those were both seasons that were very popular and leads that were very popular. So it just gives everyone like another side to you automatically when they see the parenting. Part versus like the leads can become very, everyone on the show becomes one dimensional. But when you're the lead, a lot of times they pick your thing. Like, I always go back to Ben Higgins was unlovable, like the thing you remember about them. And when you're a parent, it automatically gives you kind of like a little bit more of a 360.
It makes the season more watchable and more interesting, I would say.
And the stakes are higher just because.
That's a really good way to put it. No, I think if they had made Chris, I mean, who knows what they did, but if they had made her a bachelorette, that would have been from a very unbiased perspective, her her, in my opinion, who I would want to watch is her, Ariel. No joke. Mm-hmm. Like, those two to me are the most interesting and entertaining lead characters.
Yeah, I agree. I think I like Charity. I think last week they definitely gave her that Bachelorette edit.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's lovely. Yeah, you can tell she's very emotionally intelligent. She's stunning. Like, she's very like all American, like, well, like very just like poised and, mm-hmm. you know, like she'll make great decisions. But as far as like good TV, I would say like Christina or Ariel, but
very fair. We saw Brooklyn get sent home. Zach clearly wanted to send her home, but felt bad after she opened up about her struggles with her dad as well. And he had to walk away. Clearly he was like, I gotta send her. I can't do this. I get it. That's probably a struggle when you're the lead, when people are very vulnerable with you and then you have to send them home. That sucks, but it's the name of the game. All the girls were like hysterically crying and hugging when Brooklyn's suitcase was taken away.
Okay. That was really weird. So you know what I actually very much like about this season? The girls seem so close knit, which gets hard at this point in the game, but it's like kind of weird. It's like they all are that in love with him and they're that close with each other. They're very girls. Like there's really not been much drama. They tried to like make a little bit with, I mean, Brooklyn and the sassiness there, but it's like the girls are so close.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that moment showed it. And even like with the drama in the last week with Kat and Brooklyn, it didn't carry over. Like this week, Kat, you saw Kat still getting like emotional about not getting the time with him. But Brooklyn wasn't like, how dare you say that? Like either they didn't show it or she didn't come for her again. They seemed to have just like moved past it. So like, granted, this is just what happens when people live in a house and are dating the same guy. Like there's not going to be no tension. That'd be weird.
No,
this isn't Sister Wives. But this group does seem to be especially close and there hasn't been that many bumps in the house. So that's interesting.
They all like really love each other. It's sweet.
With Kat, it's interesting because you did point out you felt like he kind of was done talking to her and kind of wanted to during the group date. Mm-hmm. Like, but then we interviewed Jesse Palmer recently and he told us that he thought that Kat was going to win. He said that based on earlier seats, like moments with Zach, and then he was shocked when he sent her home. And in that moment, he could tell he needed the hug, which is why he went out and, you know, hugged him and whatever. He's obviously in with production, Jesse Palmer, but I just think it's interesting that he thought Kat was going to win. I think she was a real contender in the beginning. And then something, I guess the other ones rose.
I would say, yeah, I guess the other ones just rose. I think by this point, and I'm not saying he knows for sure, but at this point, he probably knows.
Mm-hmm. He probably knows.
So it's kind of like, okay, then there's going to be other factors that factor into who goes to the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kat, I mean, I'm shocked. She's stunning. But that just goes to show, you know what? It was interesting where my head went last night when he sent her home. I'm like, wow. I'm like analyzing the male species. I'm like, wow, it's not just all about looks. It's about an intangible connection because they're all beautiful this season. Like I don't say that lightly. I'm like, this is a really pretty cast. But Kat was just like, I like couldn't look away. And I'm like, wow, guys, I guess care about an intangible just like women do. It's not just.
Yeah. Part of me wonders also if he, like I always kind of was saying before, like when he starts thinking real world Bachelor, like the way he kind of stopped Katie from having to open up too much if she didn't want to, maybe he knew like Kat, if he kept her like that far, like they would have had a hard time like cutting it off and it would have been more emotional. And he maybe would have said or done things with her that he would have had to explain to his future fiance.
Yeah.
And it was easier to send her home, which is where I told Clayton last week, I was like, you never really started thinking about the real world, which is why you ended up falling in love with three people and sleeping with two of them and not understanding why the third was upset about it. Cause you were in Bachelor bubble the entire time. Yeah. And there comes a point when the lead really does have to snap out if they want this relationship to work. So maybe that's what Zach's doing. And that's why he cut Kat, who was kind of a front runner, loose now before it got too far.
Wow. That's so true. Wow.
Just overanalyzing. Who knows? It could be anything.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Sidebar. I love, and for, yeah, it makes sense, but I love that he's not sleeping with them in fantasy suites.
Yes.
Next week he goes, so I know this week is about fantasy suites, but we're doing something different. No sex. I'm like, that's amazing. Like he will be so much more clear-headed and then it won't cause the girls to have these insecurities. It'll be so much healthier for whatever relationship he comes out.
Yeah.
Top with.
I totally agree. I mean, like I obviously get like sex is a huge part of a relationship. If you want to get engaged, you want to whatever, but it's just time and time again.
How many relationships have ended and been on the rocks because of they have given themselves a disadvantage starting off because they're like, wow, that's so interesting. You slept with my two really good friends. Mm-hmm. Same week as me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've it's very real, even more than it's talked about. Like even on my season, I know for sure, like how much that's a real.
Yeah. I mean, Caitlin Bristowe and Sean Booth were together for 3 years. And she said till the last day of the relationship, he never got over her sleeping with Nick.
A lot of times it's the crux that ends up like breaking the relationship.
And I know that Matt James didn't talk about it on the show, but he didn't sleep with anyone on his season either. They didn't air it, him saying that, but he went into it with that intention, and him and Rachel are still together. So mm-hmm. if he had slept with Michelle or any of these yeah. fantasy suite women, maybe that could have been, they had enough things going on, but that could yeah. have been something else that could have gotten between them. So that's yeah. kind of a proof of one that it worked. Sean Lowe was obviously a born again virgin or whatever they called it at the time. Him and Catherine are still together.
They are, yeah.
Very interesting.
No, I'm serious. There's really something to it. If he's actually wanting the longevity of this relationship, like, It's I think it's relationship suicide to sleep with the two. I mean, you become best friends basically. Yeah. So to sleep with your fiance's two best friends the same week and then propose, you're like, I'm so happy, but also, oh,
right. What do we need to talk about now before I get too excited? Before I call my dad, what
I'm
do
so
I need
happy,
to
but
about?
It's really hard for that to not be in my head.
Yeah. I also wonder, like, I assume he sticks to it, but like the way they're presenting it, it's like, I hope this is the plan. Like, I wonder if he like messes, like he gives in, probably not. But it's interesting because he did say like, this is the plan. And then he like is seen crying. It's probably editing, but like, it'd be interesting if he kind of went back on his own word to himself.
Mm-hmm. As long as he does it with the winner.
Hopefully like Katie or Gabby, whichever one you want, do it with them, which it's, you know, it's the name of the game. It's the show, but this is when the real life stuff does get in the way that it's hard to not understand why the person would be upset. Quote unquote, they signed up for this, whatever. Like in what world are you going to be happy with the person, even though you signed up for it?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard in all the like seasons and people and stuff, the conversations that go on, like in the real world and off camera, it's always an issue.
Yeah. Makes
They're
sense.
Always like, it's a very taboo. It's like, I don't want you around her. Like, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. And then everyone's like intersected in Bachelor Nation and you want to be able to go out and not worried about who's,
yeah.
And it probably all goes away if you can get past it, but a lot of people can't and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Christian, this is just, I'm like just talking about Christina.
I know our names are like spelled the same because I'm Christina with a CH.
Sorry about that. It's been so fun to talk to you and catch up with you. I love that. I'm glad that you've been able to watch the show and, you know, and still enjoy it to some degree. I feel like some people can't do that. You know what I mean? After their own experience.
I took some time away from it. I used to do these little rose rant things because I was invested for a minute and they were so fun. And then I don't know, like life and whatever. But now I'm like, you know, it's kind of like my little Monday night thing and make myself a nice dinner and pour some wine and watch other people have their lives aired.
Especially
out.
When you can call Christina Mandrell and be like, what do we think of this girl when this was happening?
Yeah, she's come over and watched it a lot. That's fun. She's given me all the behind the scenes, but.
And you're in Nashville now. You're a real estate agent?
Yeah, I'm in real estate here in Nashville. I love it. Life is so good. I bought my house this past, I guess, a year ago now. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone moves to Nashville.
Oh my God. It's like Bachelor Nation here. It's wild. Like several of my best friends are all from the show just because we had that initial common bond that brought us together, I guess.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with me. And if you ever want to come back, you are more than welcome to.
Amazing. So nice talking to you.
Have an amazing rest of your day.
All right. Bye, girl.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.